Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Senator Lisa Murkowski has reaffirmed her support for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, an investigation that has edged closer to President Donald Trump's inner circle. Alaska Public Media reports that Murkowski addressed the issue at the annual Women in the World Conference in Manhattan Friday.
I think it is so important, it is so imperative that this investigation be allowed to go forward, and it will take the course that it will take.
Murkowski was on stage with Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Gillibrand supports a bill that would protect Mueller and his investigation if the president fires him. Moderator Andrea Mitchell asked Murkowski if she supports the bill. Murkowski did not commit.
Depending on what this actually, the legislation that Kirsten has just described, I think most would say is reasonable.
Murkowski called it unfortunate that discussion of such a bill is needed.
The president should not be intervening with a firing of Mueller.
Two recent public opinion polls suggest most Americans support the investigation. One found that nearly 70% don't think Trump should fire Mueller, although among Republicans, more than half say the investigation is unfair. The city of North Pole considers an agreement tonight with the developer of a new subdivision. Mayor Bryce Ward says the agreement on the agenda for a city council meeting involves roads to be built in the 200-acre, 45-lot Brookside Park project near the Dawson Road-Richardson Highway interchange.
Outline the conditions the roads will be built to, and then eventually when those roads would be taken over as far as maintenance-wise.
Mayor Ward says the multi-phase development is in anticipation of local population growth.
One of the big considerations is the build-out for the F-35 program at Eielson Air Force Base.
Perfect timeline for getting all set up for the development.
Jerry Corner is general manager for Ainley International Memorial Fund, a local for-profit charity behind Brookside Park. He says the project is not solely driven by upcoming growth at Eielson.
We have found a lot of interest from local people for a number of years wanting us to open up that area because it's pristine. It has a recreational lake. It has canoeable creeks throughout the project. And so it's a recreational site with a housing development in it.
Noting North Pole's air quality problems, Corner points to the subdivision's proximity to interior gas utility service lines. He notes that the project also includes commercial lots with the potential for a grocery store.
The last communication we had was Fred Meyer was considering it, but they're kind of in a holding pattern for building something in North Pole. But we've just finished setting up the zoning for it, and so we are now ready to go.
Corner says the road agreement the North Pole City Council considers tonight is one of several steps in development of Brookside Park. He says dividing the acreage into lots is next, with some likely to go on the market this summer as the first F-35 service members arrive at Eielson. The Bureau of Land Management Alaska Fire Service could begin burning brush and vegetation on Army training ranges around the Delta Junction area this week.
All the dead grass, and we're also doing some woody debris piles.
Alaska Fire Service spokeswoman Beth Ipson says the agency will conduct prescribed fires in the Donnelly training area south of Fort Greeley and the Gersel River training area southeast of Delta. She says the agency won't burn unless weather conditions permit, and that includes considering wind direction to reduce chances of smoke drifting into town.
We'd rather not have the smoke drift into Delta or even across the highways.
Ipson says the fire service also takes into account air quality concerns in the Fairbanks area. She says the agency likely will begin prescribed burning in Army training ranges around Fort Wainwright and Eielson Air Force Base later this month. I'm Dan Bross.